From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Iraq war protesters return to Crawford, Texas, as the president concentrates on other issues on his agenda. But first, today is Black Friday, the day retailers expect to be lifted from red to black ink by holiday shoppers. Retail giant Walmart has gone back to offering its doorbuster discounts this year. Walmart skipped the doorbusters last year, declaring that the company's everyday prices were low enough. Well, bargain hunters disagreed and stayed away. Early this morning, NPR's Jason DeRose visited the Walmart in suburban Niles, Illinois, to see if customers have come back.
Just after 4 a.m., the Walmart parking lot was completely full, and lines of eager patrons stretched around the building and down the road. The temperature was 15 degrees. One of the shoppers was Diana Lawrence, who drove out here from Chicago.
Well, I'm hopefully going to snag a laptop computer for that bargain price of $378, so we'll see.
Lawrence is back at Walmart after skipping the store on the day after Thanksgiving last year because it didn't offer the early morning super sales.
We did go to Target instead, and, there's something to bring in, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Lawrence says the low prices are necessary for her because she's trying to limit her spending this Christmas season to no more than $100 per person on her list. According to the Niles, Illinois Police Department, the crowd of about 5,000 people began lining up to get into this Walmart around 2 a.m. The store didn't open until 5.
Well, the doors have just opened, and thousands of people are streaming in from the streets. They're wrapped in blankets, in sweatshirts, pushing the carts they've brought from home. I see someone wrapped in a comforter that looks like they just got up right out of bed and walked across the street here.
Standing on a median away from the maddening crowd was Roger Mankowski. He's here to get the $68 DVD player, but he's not willing to be crushed in the line. This year marks his return to Walmart after staying away from the retailer last year because of the lack of post-Thanksgiving sales.
I screwed up last year and lost a lot of money.
Well, was that disappointing to you?
No. The other stores were open. One is not open, the other's open, so what's the difference, you know? They all have sales.
Also apart from the crowd was Chicago resident Wanda Rosario, who says she had to get out of line because she felt a panic attack coming on.
I didn't expect this many people, to tell you the truth. I didn't expect it, and I was kind of getting crazy in line. I decided to just step out. I was here early, but it wasn't worth it for me.
Rosario, who's visibly upset, says she got up around 2 a.m. to make the sale in order to stretch her small Christmas budget.
So how much are you planning on spending this year?
$400.
And how many people is that going to be
spread?
Hopefully
less. I would say about 15 people.
How important is it to you that, you know, you're able to get everybody something on that budget?
It's mainly the children. I'm not so much worried about the adults, but the children.
Rosario hopes she'll be able to eventually get into the store. The sales last until 11 a.m., but she's worried the Walmart will run out of the items she's looking for before she feels up to heading in. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.